This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the best of Kate Delaney. Reporter alleging a gender discrimination was weighing heavily on their mind in a new lawsuit as a president resigns or a co-president resigns from that network. While that's happening in Washington, D.C., still nothing new as far as votes are concerned. With health care, it looks like the Republicans are on the verge of another failure. And one dead, three hurt in a horrible stabbing at the University of Texas. A glimpse of what we're dealing with here in these United States as we, again, roll into a brand new month of 2017, the month of May. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney here on ATN. You know, the weekends were made for a reason. That whole TGIF, I think it's back and bigger than ever, frankly. If you work the traditional type of job, but raise your hands. I have the special glasses. I can count hands. Oh, I see hundreds going up. Oh, they're in Missouri. It seems like everybody has their hands up. But yet I know so many of you work different types of hours or you're entrepreneurs, which means you could be working round the clock. And then the next day, you're sleeping in, right? It just depends. It doesn't depend on anything other than votes. And they're just not there, apparently, to back the press. He must be fuming with this back and forth over health care. Because the White House and congressional Republicans do not see eye to eye. They're in danger again of falling short. Several Republicans have come out saying they don't like the repeal and replace of Obamacare. Mostly moderates oppose the bill. 17 still undecided. There isn't a vote scheduled, by the way, to be clear. If there was one before the House leaves for a week-long break this upcoming Friday, they would have to throw it out there, and it doesn't look like it. Mike Pence, the VP, has been working with congressional leaders from the start of this push for health care to repeal and replace. He's going to spend most of Tuesday on Capitol Hill meeting Senate Republicans for lunch, then meeting with lawmakers during the afternoon. But it doesn't seem like there's a lot of budge in this. You know, I mentioned Missouri. Congressman Billy Long, a Republican from Missouri who serves on the Energy and Commerce Committee, announced he was opposed to the legislation. Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, Daniel Webster from Florida, Chris Smith from New Jersey will also vote against the current bill, making their decisions public. So it doesn't look great. They can't abandon this, though, because this was one of the chief reasons that Trump was elected as president of the United States. This was something he really pushed. In fact, the president said on Sunday the White House is pushing forward and that the Republican plan guarantees coverage for Americans with pre-existing conditions. It is in the bill. It has to be, he said. He was on CBS's Face the Nation. He said, we actually have a clause that guarantees coverage for those with pre-existing conditions, period. But what's different here is, under the Republican bill, that doesn't look like it has enough votes, insurers could charge higher rates than others in their plan if they allow their coverage to lapse. So that would be key, not allowing the coverage to lapse, because then that's where they would get you. Is at least what's being proposed. But being proposed and being signed off on, not happening and not looking good. So anything new, don't count on it. I mentioned the story at the University of Texas. Ugh, can you imagine? And this was a stabbing. Somebody goes crazy on the campus and decides to go after people. Two of the students injured were released from the hospital already, but one was killed. One student was killed. The suspect, who is also a UT student, is in custody. His motive under investigation, nothing new coming out of there. It happened near a gym on the campus. They have a lot of police patrols there. I've been there many, many times speaking, and it seems like a pretty good community in a campus that's as safe as you can be. How could you ever be 100% safe? Well, you really can't. So they canceled classes and events, because what are you going to do? Everything is going to keep on going, but at least for the moment, they decided on Monday, yeah, we can't just do this and not acknowledge what's happening. So very sad that a student was arrested. The motive is under investigation, but one person is dead. I always go to the victim in these cases. What possibly makes somebody do what he did and destroy all those lives? I would never want to be on the other end of that call, trying to make that call to say, ooh, seemed like a normal day on campus, unfortunately. That's not how you would say it, but unfortunately, your son or daughter was in the wrong place and ran into the wrong person. Awful. As we jump around and kind of edge our way out of Washington, D.C., and there's more to get to there, and we'll do that, but a few other nuggets to fire off right at the top of this thing. And one of them is the fact that the heavy news coming out of the weekend was actually about the NFL draft, because if there is one sport that, even if you have just a mild interest in it, you're paying attention to the draft of players who may not contribute or could contribute, who knows. First of all, I threw out the window a long time ago. So while the argument over who did better in the draft, what happened, all that kind of stuff goes on, marijuana leftovers are something that are being talked about a lot in places like Colorado, because what happens to those leftovers? And the answer is, sometimes animals or kids they worry about get into the stash. A Colorado dog owner is asking that marijuana users be more careful with their pot. Patty Moore called the vet after her golden retriever started acting strange. She said her 10-year-old dog couldn't stand to eat. It was like her legs didn't work at all. The dog had ingested marijuana. Telltale signs that the animal appeared depressed, drunk, or stupefied for no apparent reason. Wow. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1¾ inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all, and it was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
You're listening to the best of America Tonight. As we take it to Washington and parts around the country, I think a lot of people are still shell-shocked, frankly, over the weather and what's happened with these tornadoes. We've got a mailbag coming up at the tail end of the hour, and you'll hear from some of the people that dealt with tornadoes. Not too far from me at a place called Canton, Texas, where they have really the world's largest outdoor market, and people come from all over the place. The tornado activity over the weekend was shocking, and one person was killed. The amount of damage was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it, and it was pretty scary, frankly, for the people who live not too, you know, maybe 40 minutes from where I live, I guess. But as was asked in a couple of emails, what do you do when a tornado is coming towards you? Well, the answer is, of course, you get out of the way of the tornado. But meaning, is there a way to predict a tornado? And the answer is, there isn't a way to predict the tornado. If there was, that would be great. I mean, that's kind of the problem, right? The problem is, there's no way to do that. So what you're looking at is being able to react spontaneously sometimes when you see the funnel cloud. Now, I've said this before, and I've lived through these, so I know, and some of you have. When we're talking about a hurricane, it's a different story. A lot of times you, of course you do. You look at the weather system and you have a better idea of what's headed your way. But it's not the same thing when we're talking about a tornado. Because frankly, just the right moment at the right time, it dusts up, it's there, boom, and it's in your face. And then suddenly you're dealing with that and you could lose your life, which is the worst, of course, but your homes, your cars, your neighbors, it's scary. The first time I ever saw a tornado was fresh out of college, and I was working for 6 months in Kearney, Nebraska, and man, people would talk about it and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And now I've seen in different places that I've lived the damage that a tornado will do. And I know that some of you were dealing with floods or terrible floods over the weekend. So much rain and a lot of problems for a lot of people traveling and people in neighborhoods, more importantly. It's always about life. So if it's loss of life we're talking about, to me that's, of course, the absolute worst that you can possibly think of, losing your family to some unmitigated, unforeseen disaster that Mother Nature throws your way. And that's what a lot of communities are dealing with. They're dealing with the tragedy of having to bury people, having to help the rest of the family try to understand how they happen to be the house that was hit or the pole that fell down on the house that killed the person inside. And that happens a lot, too, especially when you have that kind of weather and the high, high winds. And like I said, the reaction has been pretty interesting in seeing these weather patterns and how people are trying to quickly get out of the way of those patterns. And some people have storm shelters and cellars and immediately take to that, but not everybody can afford it, or they don't have the room for it, or they don't, they've moved somewhere and they don't have it. They don't have that sheltering place, because that's always the best. If there's even the hint of a problem, which I learned in that short time in Nebraska, if there's even a hint of a problem, you just roll with it and you do something about it, frankly. You find a way to take cover, even if it's just a temporary thing, that's okay, because at least you got out of the potential disastrous situation. But like I said, it can happen at any time, at any moment, let's face it. The predictability is not that great. It's just very, very difficult to pinpoint what you might see with tornadoes, except for when they know there's going to be high winds and certain weather conditions. Sometimes you'll get a sense that, oh, this could be not the place where I want to be. But it's still no weather person will ever get on the air and say there's 100% certainty we're going to see tornadoes. Now they're getting better at saying we could see some tornado activity in this area, looking at the weather patterns and what's happened. That little bit of a warning, I think, perhaps is at least helpful, but there is no 100%. There just isn't. Donald Trump had an interesting start to the week. One of the things that Donald Trump said was, why could that one not have been worked out, when he was talking about this civil war? He gave in an interview, he said the Civil War could have been avoided if only Andrew Jackson had been around to stop it. Jackson had been dead 16 years and was out of office when the war started. Trump's comments were several that he made about Jackson in an interview that was on satellite radio. And he said that people don't realize, you know, the Civil War, if you think about it, why? He said this to the interviewer, Selena Zito, on SiriusXM's POTUS channel, who spoke to the press for an article that was published on Sunday in the Washington Examiner. Trump followed up the comment in a tweet on Monday night, arguing that Jackson saw the Civil War coming and would have prevented it if he hadn't died 16 years before. Some people are calling that comment ridiculous and fact-checking him, fact-checking the president. And one of them is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. He said Trump's comments on Jackson and the Civil War are at the height of inaccurate historical revisionism. He said, with the help of John Meacham, the historian whose 2008 biography, American Lion, Andrew Jackson and the White House won a Pulitzer Prize, he said that President Trump is correct that the 1828 race between Andrew Jackson and the incumbent John Quincy Adams was hard fought and often descended into attacks on both sides. The insults leveled at Jackson's wife were supposedly really nasty. She was accused of marrying Jackson before her divorce from her first husband was final. And Trump said his wife died, they destroyed his wife, and she died. Because the campaign did take a toll on his wife, she died suddenly shortly before Christmas in 1828. And so what John Meacham is saying, there's no question that Jackson believed that the campaign had killed his wife, so he got a check mark for that one. So Meacham is saying he thought Trump may have been referring to something else that happened during Jackson's lifetime when there was conflict between the federal government and South Carolina, for example, and the president took a firm stand there on the side of the Union. You know, listen, hey, there are two sides to every story, right? You know, that old saying about history repeating itself. But it was interesting because that headline was pumped out all over the place. I'm telling you, all over the place. Coming up, we're going to introduce you to a fascinating woman for an event called WPO in our segment that Greg Stebbin will join me for. Forbes Books at Bedtime. Stay with us.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Kate Delaney. This is the Best of America Tonight.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Very pleased to welcome to the show, Greg, Dr. Marcia Firestone, president and founder of the Women Presidents Organization. And it's an organization I'm very familiar with, but many of you might be hearing this shockingly for the first time. So, Dr. Firestone, thanks for coming on. And my question is, what is WPO and why is it so important for women business leaders?
WPO, the Women Presidents Organization, is a peer learning organization for second stage businesses, multi-million dollar businesses. In order to join WPO, you have to have a minimum revenue of $1 million US if you're a service-based, $2 million if you're product-based. And it is a business education program, and it is important to be part of WPO to help grow and accelerate the growth of your company.
And Dr. Firestone, I'm guessing there's another criteria just based on the name of the organization, Women Presidents Organization, that even if I met those benchmarks of millions of dollars in revenue, I still can only visit. I can't actually join.
Join unless you meet the requirements, which are the minimum revenue, and also that you run the company, and you are either the president, the CEO, or the managing director. We have international members, so some of those international members operate, the most senior person in their company is the managing director.
But I meant I can't join because I'm a man.
Oh, yeah, I should have picked up on that. Right. Sorry. I don't think you would want to join.
secret. But I do actually want to jump in and say that Kate and I are joining you at the Women Presidents Organization Annual Conference later this week, and I am thrilled that as a man I get to join you there, because I've heard so many things about the WPO over my years of being in the business and world, and so it's thrilling to join even as a guest, and I know Kate is very excited because she's a very successful woman business leader.
And maybe Kate will want to join. We are not an organization that is unhappy to have males participate. In fact, we think that men are a very important part of the equation of growing a woman-owned or woman-led business, because we believe that men can be just as helpful as women. But in terms of the learning process, women business owners learn best when they can decide what they're going to learn, when they're going to learn it, and how they're going to learn it. And so we use an adult learning model, and that adult learning model brings, the whole point is to bring peers together so that they share their expertise. So you wouldn't exactly be a peer of women who are running their own companies.
Dr. Firestone, what was the business climate like for women business leaders in 1997 when you founded WPO?
It was a time when it was very hard to get anyone's attention about women-owned and women-led businesses. In fact, my husband's partner, one day I was riding to work with him, and he said, "Well, why are you doing this?" He said, "All you're doing is working with mom-and-pop operations." So he was very exemplary of those people who are not really believing that there are women-owned and women-led businesses out there who can be a substantial company and don't just bake cookies or make crafts.
You know, it is interesting to hear the two of you talk about this. We're talking with Dr. Marcia Firestone. She founded the Women Presidents Organization 20 years ago in 1997. It's interesting to hear you talk about this, both you, Dr. Firestone, and Kate, because I do realize that in a group of women, if I join the group, for instance, if my wife is with a group of friends or colleagues, the entire feeling in the room changes. And I don't think it's just me. I think it's that we're different. And I can see why you would want women to be able to come together and learn together in a way that makes sense for them and that they control. And that often when men join, we have a tendency to want to dominate. And why would you want that around when you're trying to get something done?
I think that's very true. I think also that they are more comfortable opening up around women than not necessarily around men. And there are peer advisory groups out there that welcome women, but even though they welcome them, they only have a very small percentage who participate. I've heard over and over again that Vistage and the World Presidents Organization, they do have one or two or three women, but not enough to make them feel really comfortable.
Dr. Firestone, you are definitely a change maker. We can tell, certainly. I knew that before this interview, but during this interview, very revealing. How would you like to see the climate change for women business leaders in the next 5, 10 years, let's say even 2 decades?
Well, one of the main problems that women still are faced with is really one of the biggest ones is access to credit. There's also the need for access to new markets. In terms of the credit, women get about 7% of the loans out there and about 4% of the venture capital. So I'd like to see that access increase, because I think that's one of the reasons that women go into more service-oriented positions, businesses, because it's hard for them to get the capital to create a business that responds to their needs. Their needs financially. They also are, in terms of the new markets, That's one of the big problems that women have, is being included in the supply chain. And that's an important piece that we have to work on to get women to be more involved in opportunities. Now, I think that we're at a very big tipping point currently. I think that there are many more opportunities for women than there were in 1997. In 1997, when you talked about women-owned and women-led businesses, eyes glazed over. Today, that is not true, and we see a lot of corporations who are supporting us. And we see the growth of women-owned and women-led businesses. We do this 50 fastest survey every year, and this year we had the most applicants we've ever had. And that survey we've been doing for 10 years, underwritten by American Express, and it is a great and very revealing survey because it shows you kinds of businesses, revenues, the opportunity that are out there that were not there years ago.
So I think for some people listening, and we're talking with Dr. Marcia Firestone, she's the president and founder of the Women Presidents Organization, and the annual conference for the WPO is coming up later this week. I think a lot of people who are listening maybe never thought about joining an organization like the WPO and don't really understand what you mean by peer-to-peer. Well, if I join a business organization like this, in just a point or two, can you help me understand how it will help me and maybe even the benefit to me by me helping others?
Well, yes. Number one, when you join WPO, it's about giving as well as getting, because you're sharing your expertise with others who are similar to you, peers. And by giving, you get a lot, you learn a lot. It's like teachers who teach in college often say that one of the great benefits of being part of an academic program is that you come away learning. And that's the same for WPO. It's about giving as well as getting. And we describe what we get as the four C's. We collaborate in a confidential setting with non-competitive businesses who make a commitment to support one another and to connect with anyone that is needed to be connected with.
Mm. We understand that you have a new book out commemorating the 20th anniversary of the Women Presidents Organization. Dr. Firestone, what can you tell us about it?
Well, it's a pictorial essay about the history and the women who made the history, because I did not do this all alone. I did this with staff. I did this with the chapter chairs who run the meetings for the WPO. I did this with the board. So in the book, you're going to see who these women are and also who the sponsors are who helped underwrite this. So it is a really interesting book to see who the women are and to hear some of their stories. We call it The Power of 10, The Power of 20, because it's our 20th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at it, you will see some of the women who were there in the beginning, some of the board members who were there in the beginning, some of the sponsors who were there in the beginning. So it's about the history of the organization and the women who made it.
Dr. Marcia Firestone, president and founder of the Women Presidents Organization. Greg and I look forward to meeting you later this week. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And I hope to find you in the 850 people who are going to be there.
We will.
Find you. We promise.
Okay. All right. See you there.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to the best of Kate Delaney.
Ranging from the bass drum to the triumph. And including a rather large number of related instruments in between. Bells of all varieties.
Holly.
The snare drum. Tambourine.
Timpani. And a tam-tam. A con. Followed by a set of chimes.
Perfect.
Finally, roll on your cymbal.
Once again, I am overwhelmed by the amount of emails that I receive. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Remember, AmericaTonight.net. Click on Contact, and then you're part of the gang here on ATN. So let's dive right into it. This one is from Joe, and he says, Kate, I know this sounds a little strange for me. I'm usually ranting about politics or complaining about something else. But I thought it was interesting that Ryan Seacrest was picked as the new live co-host with Kelly Ripa. Did you see that? No, I did not, because I do not watch daytime television, but I'm sure that he was the right choice, I guess. I don't know. Here's the thing about Ryan Seacrest. This guy, everything he touches turns to gold. Seriously. So he takes over for Dick Clark, and he does the ball-dropping thing. He has a radio show that he's had, I think, forever in Los Angeles. I think that was his big break. And it's not necessarily a shock that they would pick him to be part of this nationally syndicated ABC product, because he is an ABC guy, and it makes sense that he would be the guy that would jump on with her, and he's perfect for that kind of show. So there you go. That's my two cents on something I know very little about, because I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm an information kind of junkie. I'm trying to do things with the show and You know, I'm sports, business, politics, lifestyle. So I guess it is lifestyle, but I'm not watching that kind of stuff. All right, let's jump to another one. This one is from Dan. And Dan says, Kate, it's just heartbreaking what's going on in Mosul. I'll be glad when all of our troops can be done with those Harry Carey situations. I heard you say the other night that this is the most that we've reinvested back in that area in human capital. I like the way you say that. Yes, human capital. It's very sad. Of course, it's very sad. But this whole idea of stomping on ISIS and getting rid of ISIS is what the president's charge has been, and the president before, which would have been Obama, the conversations about that, and figuring out ways to make that happen. And I don't know when we'll completely be clear of the area. In fact, I don't see it anywhere in the very near future, let's put it that way. But you're right. We lost someone the other day. When we lose somebody to an IED, it's infuriating to me because I know of the trickery and the ways of what we hear that's reported in the kind of warfare that we're talking about. And I actually saw some drone footage of Mosul and what it was like and what it really looked like. And it was, frankly, very, very depressing. Jump to something else. This one from Tommy. And Tommy says, hello, Kate Delaney and the listeners of America Tonight. I thought it was interesting to listen to a little bit about what you were talking about, the NFL draft. You made a point that I thought was so key when you said, you know, the NFL is year-round. It is. It's a business, isn't it? And, of course, the draft is the business of speculating, as you mentioned. Who knows who really is going to be able to come through and be that rookie that contributes either right away or eventually down the line. I love your analogy about Tom Brady. You're right. There is no other analogy. He's the best one, and the reason is because here he is turning 40, and who knows how long he'll play. Yeah, I mean, he's Mr. Bounce Back. Not even Bounce Back. Why is that? Because when you read about Tom Brady, and it was revealed this year, and I didn't know that. I knew he was great at keeping in shape and was a little fanatical about what he ate, but he really is. I mean, he doesn't even have a beer. He doesn't do any of that. So, I mean, this guy is a specimen. And that's why his 40 is like a 30. He is somebody who is incredible, in incredible shape, because this is his life. And he's dedicated to doing it. And he, you know what it's like? It's like, you know how hard it is to be watching what you eat? You guys know what I'm talking about. You're in good shape, or you're walking the dog, or you're doing all the things that I talk about, or we have the conversations with my pal from Nutrisystem, and what is it that we do, and calories, and type 2 diabetes and our food supply and all that stuff that goes into what the machine is, the amazing machine our body is. This guy has it down, like, I don't know, like anything. The only one I could compare him to is The Rock, because he has it down to a science in a different way. But it is. It's absolutely wild. And that's why he was picked 6th in the draft, and then he wins 5 Super Bowls. Go figure. That's why you can speculate all you want, but nobody would have speculated that he would have been that guy. Nobody. Here's one from Roger. And Roger says, Kate, I was thinking about you when you were talking about Uber and taxi cabs and the fact that you got in a cab the other day and that it's different for cabs now because they're really fighting for space with Uber. Do you think that we are seeing the death of taxis? I don't know that we're seeing the death of taxis. It's just another mode of transportation, and there's more competition now. I think if you're old school, then you're not getting an Uber app. You're just not doing the things you do to get an Uber that are easy, but is a technology move versus you walk out of an airport or a restaurant or you're with your family and you just need a ride from point A to point B and you're in some unfamiliar place and you don't want to do the Uber thing and you just get into a cab. I think cities like New York, cabs are still cabs. Even though Uber and Lyft is another company, they're definitely prevalent there, and people are absolutely taking those modes of transportation, and there is competition, no question about it. I still think that people do go for the cabs, but cab drivers complain about it because it is taking a chunk of their business. To completely annihilate the cabs, not yet. you know, we keep, anytime new technology comes along or a new company with a different twist comes along, you always hear about, oh, it's going to be the end of XYZ. And sometimes it is. Like, think of Blockbuster. I can remember, I bet all of you can remember, a movie would come out, like we're having another Captain Jack movie. Remember when that movie came out and then you wanted to go rent it, whatever, 6-7 months later, and it was a big deal. You got in the car, boop-ba-doo, drove down with your little Blockbuster card, rented your movies for the weekend or the night, or if you didn't rent a lot of movies every once in a while, you did it, and the movies would be out because whatever the new release was, it would be gone. And look what happened with Blockbuster. Netflix comes along, streaming comes along, and the company can't compete with that. So sometimes that does happen. But a lot of times it's exaggerated that one form of a particular type of technology or company is going to be completely thrashed because of something new that's happened, like podcasting. Podcasting is great, but radio is awesome, isn't it? I love radio. You have no idea what I've sacrificed sometimes along the way in this crazy career to do radio. And radio is, and all the great affiliates I'm on right now, people working in those stations, they have a passion. I hope a lot of them do. I think they do have a passion for this business. And people like radio still, even younger people. They get tired of hearing a particular genre over and over again of a podcast and want to hear radio, or get into cars and want to hear radio, or still go out somewhere and listen to favorite personalities or whatever it might be. So when podcasting came along, that's what you kept hearing, that, oh, radio, boy, it's, you know, down to we're walking on a high wire with radio, and that's not true. I think, if anything, we're seeing a rebirth of radio. Let's move on to Mary, who asks about the flying cars. Boy, I got a lot of things on the flying cars. Really, flying cars, Kate, I love that there's competition for it. I heard you mention different varieties of flying cars, but I think you're right. We're still a ways off. And how in the heck do you decide how you regulate flying cars? And could we really see a time when you're stuck in traffic in Los Angeles and a car just suddenly lifts off? Well, I mean, there is exactly what you're saying. How can you lift off without any kind of runway space? And the cars, from what I understand, that I've looked at, these flying cars aren't that. So if you've ever been in one of those duck tours, you know what I'm talking about, the amphibious jeeps, and in a lot of cities they have them all over the place, not even big cities. I did it in Madison, Wisconsin, and it was so cool. So you're in this, and these were World War II vehicles that they've repurposed. So you're in it, and you're driving along, and then it turns into a boat. You can make it, the wheels can go up, and it becomes a boat. I don't think, at least in the near future, we'll see that with these so-called flying cars, because they're not hovering up. They don't just all of a sudden, okay, woo, I'm in traffic on the 101, or I'm on 95, and all I have to do is flip a switch, and now my car becomes airborne, and I fly across the traffic. So it's not like the Jetsons. to your point, there has to be some sort of runway, and that's exactly what I said. It is interesting to watch the evolution, though, I will say that. Thanks for all the emails. Remember, you too can send me your thoughts, and thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.